Guess what? All this was prophesied many, many, many years ago. How amazing is God? Yeah? Amazing. So this event was prophesied from one of the minor prophets. You know, you've got the minor prophets and you've got the major prophets in the Bible, yeah? Well, this little minor prophet, his name was Micah. Can you all say Micah?
Micah.
And he was a prophet, he was a man after God's heart who could hear the voice of God. So, if you want to turn to your Bibles to Micah, chapter 5 and verse 2. How many of us know great things start small? Amen?
Yeah.
Hope from small beginnings. Yes. So it says in Micah chapter 5, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrath, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are far from of old, from ancient times." Do you know who they were talking about here? Any idea? Hands up. Who do you think the prophet Micah was talking about here? Any guesses, Cordelia?
Jesus.
Jesus?
Son of God.
Jesus, yes. Son of God. This is Micah prophesying. Do we know what prophecy is? Any ideas? What prophecy is it? Cordelia?
It could be like what's going to happen to somebody or what will happen in the future.
What will happen in the future. And who tells this person who will happen in the future? Is it somebody up in the tree or Joe down the road? Who do you think tells this person? Any guesses when you have a prophecy? Some of you girls have had personal prophecies. Where does this come from? Cordelia again. Oh, Harris, let's go for Harris in the back. I didn't see him in the back.
It comes from God.
It comes from the great source, God Almighty. Amen. So humble Micah, he heard the voice of God. That's something amazing, that Jesus would come from this small, insignificant town called Bethlehem. Can you think of any towns that are small and insignificant in West Lothian? Certainly not Glasgow, certainly not Livingston. Can you think of any, Kezia? But yes, West Calder. That's pretty small, isn't it? Any other small towns? Cordy?
Paul Beth.
Yeah, P, starts with a P, doesn't it? Paul Beth, that's pretty small. Kezia?
East Calder,
yes, that's small.
Any other?
Mid Calder? I can think of one, our neck of the woods, Hannah. Longridge, that's pretty small. Small and insignificant. You would have thought that when God incarnate came down to this earth, you would have maybe thought that he would have come down to a big town. Because he is God. He's came from the expanse and the lavishness and the glory of heaven. But he didn't. He chose a small and significant town called Bethlehem. And also he chose, do you think he chose a comfy spot to enter into the world? No. He didn't, did he? He chose a stable. Small beginnings, great things happen. He was humble. He was king and he was humble. He was the servant king, wasn't he? When we think about the small size of Bethlehem, it reminds us of a common biblical theme. Often in the Bible, when God is about to do something great, amazing, human estimates of status, size, power, and influence are completely, completely irrelevant. In fact, God often deliberately chooses someone or something really insignificant to carry out his mission on this earth. And we can think of examples, can't we? We can think of the woman by the well, the great evangelist, Rahab, the prostitute, Joseph, Moses, and the list goes on and all the insignificant things of the world God uses. And you know what, for you and me today, although we might feel sometimes small, sometimes insignificant, God in his power, in his might, has come down to this earth, walked this earth, and died on the cross for you and me. And this is the hope that we have this Christmas time. This is the hope that we have, that he came down, died on that cross, so that we could be made right with God, that we could be in fellowship with God, that we could do this life with God. I mean, it's been a tough old year for all of us, hasn't it? It really has. And for you girls, it's been tough this year, not going to school sometimes, being indoors, not being able to meet with friends and family. It's been a tough old year. But let's, this year, today, let's make a choice today to focus our eyes on the wonder that is Christmas, to celebrate Jesus incarnate, God in flesh. Let's decide today, in the midst of the busyness, in the midst of anxiety, depression, fatigue, illness, we can make that choice, the quietness of our hearts,
yes, amen.
To dwell on that Christmas story, to dwell on that miracle that is Jesus Christ. No more distractions. Let's just dwell on that magnificent story, that magnificent truth. Bethlehem as well in Hebrew was known also as the house of bread. An interesting fact, isn't it? The house of bread. Good question. Did you make a lot of bread? The bread of life came out of Bethlehem, which was Jesus. Amen?
Yes,
the bread of life. It says in John chapter 6, verse 25, if you want to turn to John chapter 6, verse 25. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I am the bread of life. Bread is so important in a diet, isn't it? It contains good fibre to clean the gut and to clean the colon from all that bacteria. It is essential. Bread is essential. And you've got all types of breads in the shops, haven't you? The brown, the 50-50, the white, and all these various grains of bread. It's essential. And so is Jesus. Jesus is the bread of life. He is essential, I think, for us more than ever now in the day and age we live in. He is so essential for our well-being, our physical and emotional well-being. He is that daily bread we need. Every day, every single hour, we need that. We need that daily bread. Amen. So, as we look back at this year, some of you have gone through really, really difficult things here. But however, God's calling you today to look at where he's turned up this year.
Yeah.
Where he's sustained you.
Yeah.
You're here this morning. You've got breath in your lungs. You're still standing in the midst of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look back and just thank God for those little victories. Mm-hmm. We've got food on the table. We've got a roof over our heads. Yes, life's not perfect. But so often the devil will make you look at the past year and think, oh, COVID, vaccines, deaths and all the rest of it. And it has been a tough reality. It really has. Let's not ignore that. But let's today, this Christmas season, look at where God has turned up in those small situations and brought you forth. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe it would be a good idea to open the floor maybe for some testimonies.
Yes.
Just the testimonies, even something small, just the testimonies of the goodness of God. Come on, folk. Let's give him glory today. Mm-hmm. Testimonies of where God has turned up for you and for me this year. Esther, thank you.
Did you all see the fog yesterday? It was really, really thick. And we were, you know, driving, and 1 minute there was thick fog and you could see nothing. And in a second, it had completely cleared and there was a blue sky, completely cleared. And I thought, that's like God. Mm-hmm. He can suddenly remove all the fog and make something really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to declare God is so faithful.
Mm-hmm.
He is so faithful to his promises.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, our hearts are overflowing with his goodness
mm-hmm.
to us as a family. And we just are so, so, so
mm-hmm.
grateful. And what I would say is whatever you're going through is hold on to his promises.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on and do not let go no matter what it looks like. Hold on because God's word is solid. He is faithful. He will bring you through. And also just to say there are people out there that are just ravenous for God and God wants to sweep them into his arms. And we've just had the privilege of seeing
mm-hmm.
someone being swept into his arms a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, so people are desperate
mm-hmm.
for hope, for joy,
yes.
for
mm-hmm.
peace. And we've got it. We've got that treasure inside of us. So I just want
Amen.
To give God all the glory and
Amen.
Thanks and praise and honour.
So last year, me and my brother went on a walk, and it was really snowy. But the snow kind of looked like crystals, and it was really pretty, and it was like really white and stuff. And that's what God's like. He's like pure, and he's white, and he's so like precious. He's like a crystal. And like he's precious, and you just gotta hold on to him. It's so, yeah.
Amen. Come on, I'll show this, Sammy. It's just a really quick appreciation for our pastors. As though they're just doing a job and they're serving the Lord, which they are doing, but they go well beyond
yes.
the job.
Amen.
And well beyond serving the Lord. And they've pulled me out a hole many a time, and I would just like to say thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And this time of the year can be really happy, but for some people it can also be quite sad.
Mm-hmm.
This week somebody asked me to do a little write-up to do with families. I'm like, oh, what am I going to write? But then what came to my mind was an experience I had at this time of the year a number of years back, when my earthly mother was alive, and I'm from Denmark, and I was living here, and she'd been unwell on and off. And I just felt so sad inside because I couldn't be there all the time. I couldn't, you know, at the weekend, I couldn't go and see how she was doing. And I just felt my heart was breaking on the inside. And I was just telling the Lord how sad I was feeling. And the Lord reminded me about Jesus hanging on the cross. While Jesus was hanging on the cross, carrying all the sin of the whole world,
mm-hmm.
all my sin, all of your sin, in that very moment of the deepest despair and everything, what did he do? He remembered his mother. He remembered his mother, and he looked at John and he said, John, this is your mother, this is your responsibility now. And the scripture says from that day onwards, his mother went to live in John's house. She was taken care of. How beautiful is that? That whatever pain you are carrying in your heart, Jesus sees it. Now, whether this is a happy Christmas for you, whether you have some memories that are a little bit painful, know today that Jesus sees all of that. And he understands it. He understands it. I just was so touched by that, and I was so comforted by that. Because when we feel for loved ones, it's because he feels for the loved ones. And we are created in the image of God, aren't we? So we have the compassion of Jesus in our heart. So this Christmas, know that the Lord knows what you're going through, the good things and the not so good things. He's with us in it, and he has the answers. I just want to encourage you with these words. Jesus knows what you're going through. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else want to say anything at this point? Okay, I think we're going to take up the offering. If you didn't come prepared, it's okay, just let it go past. But someone came and tapped us on the shoulder and said, you're forgetting the offering. So when we give to the Lord, you know, it's a way of worshiping the Lord as well. So we're going to do that. Ruth, have you got anything else at this point? We can do another hymn now, yes?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask James to come up. And we're going to do another song, and after this song, we will say goodbye to our Facebook friends.